Episode 494, August 3rd, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Well, this is a very special Rob and Joe show. I am in Joe's seat that he normally sits in here in Joe's house, and the man sitting in my seat is the man who's most responsible for the Rob and Joe show happening, because he created Joe and Robbie. It's Gramps, everybody.
Hey, good night. How's everybody doing?
Great start, Gramps. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
And we have another special guest, not just one but two. So we have the man that brought Joe and Robbie into the world, and then the man who brought Chris Restivo into our world, Eric Woodworth.
Hey, guys. Welcome. Thanks. I'm here. I'm on the Robin Joe show. I'm excited. I'm with the man, the myth, the legend, Mac Bergson's favorite person in the whole world, Gramps. I mean, what else do you guys want on a Monday?
I mean, this is great. We have a hurricane coming in. We've got a pandemic, but we're doing a show. Joe and Katie are down in, is it North or South Carolina? One of the Carolinas.
North, I believe.
North.
North Carolina, in the eye of the storm, vacationing.
They're on the Outer Banks.
The Outer Banks. So we are, I am here every morning doing 98 Rock. Let's just start off with this. Eric, you were originally scheduled, or we wanted you to have here in studio, right next to me and Gramps.
Yeah, we wanted to be there, but okay, so listen.
Erica,
I was all scheduled to come out to the Robin Joe Show Studios, a.k.a. Joe Robinson's home. Mm-hmm. I've been there many times. I inconvenienced the place. I had plans. I had plans to move things around. Furniture was going to be in different rooms. Surprises that they wouldn't find for months on end. I was just going to put chicken nuggets around the place.
Yes.
Turn on the fan, chicken nugget flies off the top. That's how I was going to roll, okay? But now that can't happen, and it's because – my sweet wife listened to the Robin Joe show last week, and we both came to the conclusion, okay, I'm going to say I'm on the same side as my wife, that I can't go over there with Joe's COVID-riddled house.
You are concerned that Joe might have the COVID and that it would linger for a few days.
Well, and let me interrupt and say that he had a test, and the test came back negative. He did not have the COVID.
Try explaining that to Joe, to Eric's wife, Eric's Karen wife, Erica.
Whoa. She is a, first of all, maybe basic. Karen, no. Never will call, never sent a plate of food back or called the police on a person of color. That has never happened.
She is a wonderful woman. Hey, well, you know, on that same note, though, Tawanda is a little shaky about me coming over here next week because Joe and Katie are in a hot spot, apparently, North Carolina. I mean, they're on Earth, which is a hot spot, let's be honest. So, you know, I might have to have my own battle to fight with my girlfriend. Are the women in our lives, are they going to keep us from ever getting back to society?
I don't know. Now, listen, I will attest that Erica Woodworth, my sweet wife, she thinks that everything outside the edge of our driveway is just dripping with COVID-19.
Right.
Like 100%. Like if I go to get the mail, I need to delouse. I need to spray myself. Often, like when it first started, she's become more laxed about it. Like, I remember when I came home from work, because I've been, like, just working my day job. I've been out in it. I've been seeing people. I've been in buildings. I go places. And there was a time where it was first happening. You're like, you need to change your clothes and put them downstairs and wash them immediately.
If you're out that much, I'm glad you're not here.
Smart man, Gramps. We don't need Eric and his tainted cells. Well,
I think it's all just a ploy because my wife has always been concerned with the lack of hygiene I have, and I think this is just a ploy so I don't smell bad.
Well, I think it's funny, you know, that your wife, how did she describe Joe? I believe you said Joe is so...
I forget what the word she
irresponsible used, was the word that you texted me.
Yes, yes. Completely reckless, wrong, you know, yeah, all of those things, so, which is pretty... You know, I can't disagree with her on that. I mean, we have a lot of things in common.
I can't disagree either. And another thing that points to his irresponsibility, I show up here this morning. They have a box outside that has a combination. You unlock it, and there's a key inside, and that allows you, you know, the key to the front door. And, you know, I get here at 5 a.m. Monday morning. They've been gone since Saturday when they drove to the beach, so that's 2 days. And I go to reach down to unlock the key thing, and I realize the front door is ajar. It's not locked. It is open. So,
oh no.
So I'm like, my first thought is, you know, maybe it's one of Joe's sons came over for some reason. I don't know, right? And so I open the door. I like to put my phone flashlight on. I'm like, is there anybody here?
Well, at least you didn't get shot. That's a good thing.
I did not get shot. I looked around. All the big screen TVs were here. Nothing seemed to be out of place. So I feel like they just... Now, I'm guessing that, you know, they leave out of the garage, which is below. So, you know, Katie's the one probably in charge of packing and getting everything under control and actually literally doing the driving. So Joe probably had one job, and that was to lock the door. And not only did he not lock the door, because sometimes you might forget to lock the door, but you never forget to shut the door. So he didn't even have the door shut.
I like it. I'm very much the same way. So my wife, she sets it up for me where all the packing for the kids, everything, I'm responsible for whatever I'm bringing and turning off all the lights and locking. And I think the last two times I've had to make her drive me back, is like, I'm pretty sure I didn't lock the front or back or any door. So not even like one part of my job did I do
just
right.
Just failed
so
them all.
I'm actually on Joe's side. It's a tough thing when you have such little responsibility.
Now, Gramps, clearly Joe is a responsible person in the grand scheme of things. Hardworking, pays his bills, provides, all those things. Good friend. Pick you up from the airport, help you move, he'll be there. But do you think in these little things that he is irresponsible?
Well, his biggest irresponsibility is to make me sound stupid. That's his worst thing. I can't imagine that he would leave and not close the door behind him. So if he did that, he messed up.
But, yeah, we talked about it on 90 Rock this morning, and I hadn't texted them, so they didn't know this, but Katie was listening, and she immediately texted, you know, what in the fuck happened? What did he do? Because, I mean, I think we're all saying it's 99% Joe, correct?
Yes, Katie still has a regular fresh brain of a you know, 18-year-old woman, so of course, yes, she remembered it.
Well, one of the reasons you're here, Gramps, is both Robbie and myself, on behalf of Die Laughing Productions, have some audio we'd like you to record.
Okay.
For our newest, brand new murder mystery, The Final Rose. It's a play on the Bachelor, Bachelorette TV shows, Robbie's favorite TV shows.
Yep.
The debut of that show, knock on wood, you know, because of the crazy world we live in, September 5th. That's a Saturday night at McGoobie's Joke House, 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now. So I have something for you to read or repeat after me that Robbie will record for the show. And then Eric has his own little thing that he'll set up for us in a second. But I just have two sentences for you. You are on the other end of a phone line. I'm setting this up for you. I need you to just say, who's this? But, you know, not like happy to hear from someone, sort of perturbed that you have to answer the phone. So just, who's this?
Who's this?
What do we think, Robbie?
Slightly more annoyed at the phone call.
Yeah, like imagine it's a telemarketer or somebody trying to sell you unwanted insurance or something.
Who is this?
One more time, Grams.
Who is this?
Let's just do it with two words. Who's this?
Who's this?
I think we got it wrong.
Okay. Now this one, and this is a man that wants to date your daughter. That's the setup. You touch her, I'll kill you.
You touch her, I'll kill you.
I like it. Give it to me one more time and try not to overmodulate.
Yeah. Yeah. Draw on your inner Wilford Brimley. Rest in peace.
You touch her, and I'll kill you.
I love it. Thank you, Grams.
Do it without the and. Just you touch her, I'll kill you.
You touch her, I'll kill you.
What do you think, Rob? I like it.
Pretty believable. I mean, this guy is very Charles Bronson-like, I think.
I think I can just remove the and from the middle one. I think
yes.
That was the best read.
Okay.
No dice.
Excellent job. Is the chat, you took the chat away from me, Robbie. Are they liking Gramps' acting so far, his voiceover work? He's already the star of the show, says Benchwarmer. Okay, Eric, set up what you need.
So, Gramps, I wrote a song, and I'll debut it on the Rob and Joe show when it's all finished. The song itself is done, but there's a musical interlude during it, and what I wanted to do is just do a little bit of an improvisational act out. I'm going to set the scene for you, okay? And just here's what it is. We are in a locker room, you and I, locker room of a gym. You are fully nude, okay?
Okay.
Fully peeing out, hanging out in the locker room, just got out of the sauna, you're sweaty a little bit, and you have no towel, and you have no intention of putting on a towel. You're just walking around naked in the locker room, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you to put on your clothes, and I want you to say, things like, I thought this was America. I like blah, blah, blah. And just feel free to – you want to be free to stay naked in the locker room, okay?
Okay.
Do you think you can handle that?
All right,
here we go. I'm going
to
go.
Do you want me to do my version first and see if we're close or just have Gramps go for it?
I want to see what comes out of Gramps naturally. I want to see what happens, okay? Excuse me, sir. Do you mind just like throwing a towel on or something?
I'll throw one on you. I don't plan to put one on myself.
I mean, I understand it's a locker room, and but for the love of God, just anything. Like, you can't just like maybe. Can I give you my T-shirt to just wrap around yourself?
You can give it to me, but that's not going to happen. I'm perfectly happy walking around the way I am.
I mean, for the love of God, I mean, I don't think I'm not alone here. People don't want to see this. Can you please just wrap yourself in something, anything? That's, it's just out there, and I can't handle it.
Well, if there's people that don't want to see it, let them stay the hell out of here.
Can you give me one line along the lines of like you pretending like and relenting and then just saying, okay, well, let me just bend over and pretend to bend over to go try to find your underwear.
All right. If that's the way you feel, let me find my underwear.
And give me like a grunt, like, oh, gosh, do you have to bend over like that? Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I think you killed it.
That's perfect. I'll be able to use that. I'll be able to use that.
I thought your first line there was a 10 out of 10. He came out swinging, Eric.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. Like, that is exactly what I wanted. So, check out, I think probably by next week I'll have this. I'll send it over to Robbie. And if you guys want to, are interested in sharing the finished product with you guys, that would be, feel free. I'll share it with you.
So you're on the Rob and Joe show. You're going to be in our murder mystery, and now you're in one of Eric's songs. Which is the highlight of those three?
Oh, it has to be Eric's songs. You know how I love those.
Yes. You're going to be a star, Gramps, baby. You're going to be a big star. Shining.
You're going to
get Tawanda over your house and leave that chump Rob.
Gramps, you have actually been on record as saying that you don't think Eric is that good of a singer. And now you're a singer yourself, so I believe you're allowed to comment on that.
Well, I think that was one instance where you said, and I didn't remember it, that I said his voice was screechy.
Yes.
So that may not be true in every instance. It may have just happened in one song.
when somebody with the caliber of talent as a Gramps comes at you, you listen, all right? I'm here. It's like Gordon Ramsay saying you made a shitty quesadilla. I'm going to listen if Gramps says I was a slightly bad singer if I was off that day. I don't think it's a condemning everything I've ever done, but I respect that one time.
Didn't I hear you one time singing Country Roads?
Yeah, I did sing Country Roads.
Wasn't that in Mexico?
It was like the COVID-19 version for Die Laughing Productions.
You want to get into it? You want to sing it right now?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, please, Gramps, you hit me with it. I want it.
Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country road, take me home to the place I belong. Oh, I can't do that one. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country road. I didn't hear you very much.
Well, I think collectively the female listenership of the Robin Joe Show just ruined a whole lot of chairs. So
I'm reading the chat right now. Miggity Mac, best show ever. By the way, we're 15 minutes into this thing. How can we follow this? Gramps can crush Rob with his bare hands. Benchwarmer Gramps is killing it. Benchwarmer Tawanda would be so proud. so far, so perfect, Gramps. You've outsung Eric. You've out-comedied me. you've shit on Joe's irresponsibility. This is a perfect show so far. You're batting 1,000.
All I know is that wherever, if Tawanda's listening to this right now, it looks like there was just it looks like somebody dropped an entire cheesesteak where she was just sitting and tried to clean it up. That's all, the only thing I know at this point.
Now, Gramps, you're still on Instagram. You're still liking photos of various females. Yet you have yet to post an actual photo of yourself. Are you gonna?
Because I don't know how.
do you have a photo in mind that you kind of would like to post? Because I'm sure you could give Robbie your Instagram account and he could log in and do it, right, Robbie?
Actually, I haven't figured out Instagram yet either.
Okay. Well,
I'm not going to learn it from Robbie.
Yeah. Perhaps Joe. I already manage two accounts. Maybe Joe can get on that. But do you have a photo in mind?
A photo in mind?
Yeah. I assume you tried to post a photo. So what photo did you pick?
Well, you know, every picture of me is beautiful.
Yes, you can't. There's no wrong choice.
I don't have a special one that I.
How about that one I put on your Cash App, Gramps?
Yeah, it's like trying to pick out your favorite gold bar from the safe.
Are you the one that posted that one of me with Joe?
Yes.
At a family reunion?
Yes, from the 70s, and you're wearing the...
Didn't get much response from that. I don't know if people had any idea who it was.
Because people looked at it and they fainted.
You look like a Rory Scovel in that photo, I thought.
Well, yeah, I see it.
If I knew who Rory Scovel was, that would tell me something.
You've seen him on Modern Family. You watch that show, right, Dad?
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's some hack. Don't worry about it, all right? He's some copycat of a Gramps wannabe. Guys, I don't know if this is off topic, but listen, Gramps is a big enough deal, right? I think we should throw it out to chat. Maybe we could find like an intern or something that can run Gramps' social media, give the people the content that they deserve, nay, need.
100%. Some Instagram stories, you know, the whole Instagram, everything.
By the way, if you have a penis, ye need not apply. All right. Let me just throw that out there.
I'm with you on that one.
Gramps, I'm already ahead of you. I knew that was going to be a prerequisite.
I'm watching, listening to the chat here, and I wanted to ask you, Gramps, if you were to do a podcast, start your own, who would you want to do it with? You could pick anybody from the Rob and Joe Show universe.
Well, I would probably pick you and Joe and Robbie.
Okay, somebody other than us.
It's never occurred to me. I have no idea.
Really?
Of course, I know the answer.
Walker Hayes.
Yes!
Oh, and, man.
And if she can't make it, Tawanda will be the next.
sorry, Mac Bergson. It's now the worst show ever. So,
Ebony and Ivory and Gramps. I'm just going to throw it out there. Okay, the Tawanda Walker Hayes Gramps podcast.
Hey, let's not act like we wouldn't listen to that show the second it was available for download.
Yes, 100%. I'd be tuned in every week.
Oh, that would be so great. So, Miggity Mac says, Restivo for your Instagram intern. Yes or no?
No.
Okay, that's a no. Okay. Good answer. You're back.
Chris, just to do the artwork, like, in between.
Yes. He can do your graphics, and then Walker can do your posting. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Rob and Joe Show.
Love is in the air. Or is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath. The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die Laughing Productions performers, and as always, you, the audience. We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Saturday, September 5th at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For tickets and more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
There he is, folks.
Yep.
Now, remind me, Robbie, when did... We had that contest, right, for Die Laughing Productions, right, when the pandemic hit.
Yes, February.
Where we were doing, well, March, I'm guessing, where we did some sort of Instagram contest to win a T-shirt, correct?
Yes, I remember.
Okay. And friend of the show, won fair and square, but happened to be a friend of the show, Taylor Jenkins, don't call him Taylor Hawkins, or maybe it was his wife. I can't remember. Was it Allison? There are a couple.
Yeah, Allison is his wife, yes.
Maybe it was she was the winner. I want to get that correct. But the family won it. And we were talking about mailing them a shirt. I believe I might have promised that, got their address, or Katie did. And then Joe said, I will just drive it over because it's near where he lives. And you
Joe offered to drive this over to the Jenkins household.
And we're talking March at the maybe early April. Yeah. What you saw Taylor Jenkins, Eric?
So yeah, I saw the great Taylor Jenkins. He came to I was featuring at Magoobie's this weekend, my first time featuring up
Congrats.
At Magoobie's Joke House. Many would say long overdue. And mm-hmm. you know, no, I'll say long overdue. So I was there and Taylor came out to support and he was there and I was talking to him and he said, yeah, I won a T-shirt from the Murder Mystery Show. And I even heard Joe said that he would drive it over on there and I still haven't gotten it. Not
That's
even,
right.
No movement has been made on it at all.
So in his 4 months of having nothing to do, he has yet to find the time to drive the 5 minutes that he was very adamant that it was close and easy to do.
Well, Katie, he can't even remember to close the door to his house when he leaves. He's basically becoming Mr. Magoo at this point.
Well, didn't Katie insist that he mail it and that was the issue?
Look, Robbie, we're trying to blame this on Joe. So,
do me a favor. Shut the fuck up.
Let us have this. Okay.
Now, wait a second. Let's get back to blaming Katie. I'm into
right.
this, too.
No, I don't remember. I mean, look, I'm guessing that they'll each blame each other. It's Joe won't remember, so, but he'll defend his position even if Katie swears she remembers. Does that make sense?
What a fucking piece of shit.
Hey, let's not forget, remember, Joe's favorite thing is also to make fun of the great Chris Restivo in Five Plated Clothing for not being able to deliver goods in a timely fashion.
You can go fuck yourself, you fucking asshole.
I guess his second favorite
right
thing
now.
Is to make fun of me.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, yeah, he bashes Chris for failing to get the shirt in time, and yet he's doing the same. He's pulling a Five Plated.
Yeah, he's gone full Five Plated, the company he's most critical of all the time, and then, oh, look, he messed up my shirt, and Joe can't even handle the logistics for his own T-shirts.
That's Benchwarmer says he still has 8 months to send it out, the same amount of time for Matt Colby's wedding thank you. Now, Eric, you got to do quality. Was it Quality Time or Laugh Finder?
I got to do both. I got to do both the Laugh Finder podcast, which I do with, of course, Tommy Simbazo, Violet Gray, Aaron Hankin from WYPR, and a producer now of the morning show, assistant producer, Mr. Ben Hancock.
Nice.
And, of course, Quality Time with my brother and Ashley Pontius. And our guest this weekend was none other than Michael Winslow. So I spent like 3 hours with Police Academy's own Michael Winslow all Sunday.
Gramps, do you know who Michael Winslow is?
I have no idea.
Did you ever see the Police Academy movies in the 80s? Was it 90s?
I don't recall having seen that.
Yeah, he makes all the funny noises. But also from the movie Spaceballs and all types of stuff. But I did. Michael Winslow, I'm not downplaying this. He cannot stop making noises. Like he can't. He physically is incapable. Like when you're doing downtime, he's going like, like it never is a turn off. He's just always completely on making noises at all times. And our show, Quality Time, we usually break down a movie. So we picked a really bad movie in his catalog called Ginger Clown, which, incidentally enough, tie back to the Rob and Joe show, has a cameo by the one and only Sean Young. So
nice.
Sean Young is also in this film.
Former
and
guest.
It is one of the worst pieces of shit movies you'll ever watch in your entire life. And we attempted to break this thing down. First of all, just to give you a brief synopsis, because we don't even go over Ginger Clown more than like 5 minutes, because it's just Michael Winslow making noises and telling stories mostly. But he it's a Hungarian 3D film that takes place in America and Hollywood with Hungarian actors playing teenagers. And it's very bizarrely worded, but it stars Tim Curry, who just does voiceover work, Lance Hendrickson and Michael Winslow and Sean Young. So big star power names in this film in there for exactly like 5 or 6 minutes each.
Now,
so
Robbie, you tried to listen, correct?
Not to Quality Time. I didn't see that the Quality Time was up. I tried to listen to the Laugh Finder with Michael Winslow. I swear to you, I didn't make it a minute. That guy is so fucking annoying.
Now, I'm torn because part of me growing up and watching the beautiful Police Academy movies, how I always imagined how the police really acted. I know things have changed in recent events, but I was a little bit starstruck at first because, like, this is Michael Winslow. And then when I realized he's actually kind of insane,
a bench warmer on chat is ranking the Winslows. Is it Carl, Michael, then Kellen?
Okay.
That's Kellen. Now, Kellen Sr. is one, but Kellen Jr., I believe he's in prison now for rape. So
now, yeah, Mac is requesting Gramps go on Laugh Finder.
See, Mac,
I can't imagine a worse train wreck than trying to figure out Laugh Finder.
Mac and I are on the same page, but I was going to request that Gramps go on Quality Time.
Yes, that would be better suited.
Do you have a classic movie that you enjoy, Gramps?
I hardly ever go to movies.
And it could be 40 years old. It doesn't matter.
Well, if it was 40 years ago, I wouldn't remember it anyway.
Just name one of your favorite movies.
Nothing comes to my mind.
He loves the movie Matewan.
What is that?
It's about striking coal miners in West Virginia.
Okay.
right on the Quality Time brand.
What about?
I promise you, Eric, if you pick a really cheesy detective story.
If I did like the Maltese Falcon, have you seen the Maltese Falcon?
I'll bet he has, but you can do it.
No.
But do your normal thing. Do a really bad cheesy one.
Oh yeah, I mean that's our brand. It has to be a certain level of bad. It can't be really that great. So, you know, Con Air with the very
famous. What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Honestly, believe it or not, I don't go to the movies. When I was a teenager, I was a projectionist at a movie theater. And so, of course, I watched them through the upper hole. But back then, it was cowboy movies and stuff like that.
Right.
Gramps is often looking through the upper hole.
Looking for what?
Nothing.
There's got to be a bad Western that you could do.
Yeah, can we just pick your favorite episode of Gunsmoke? Would that work?
I'm telling you, Gramps likes anything detective, murder investigation, anything like that.
What I watch on television is never movies, but I watch NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, NCIS New Orleans, Criminal Minds, Snapped.
Yeah, Snapped. Yeah.
Killer, he loves killer ID couples. Channel.
Tawanda literally watches all those things that you're just...
Well, that's why we're in love.
I
we
think
have so,
so
much in common.
Yes. I believe you have more
oh
in common.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Make way for Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Would you do a television episode for Quality Time? For Gramps? I mean, you would come
yeah,
on the show, right?
We would accommodate Gramps, of course. Yes. I mean, we've been you know, accused of stealing Rob and Joe show talent, like Chris Restivo's and things like that all the time. So I have no problem also acquiring Gramps and bringing him into the Quality Time universe. Absolutely.
I think the world needs more Gramps. How are you doing now? We're 4 months into this thing. Are you getting bored sitting at home?
I tell you what, I get up first thing in the morning, before I drink a cup of coffee, I go out and walk almost a mile.
Good.
In the neighborhood, come back, go to the post office at 8:30 and pick up my mail, and that's it. And then I have to sit there and watch television. And you said something about if the shows were bad. They're not bad. It just gets really old watching them all day long.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm doing, and I am pretty much bored to death.
So this is the highlight of the last few months for you. This
Absolutely.
Is a big night out.
You're giving me something to do that isn't sitting watching television. So that's
the best
a plus.
Part is like when Gramps is watching Discovery ID all day and he sees like this episode. He's like, I'm not sure, but I think this Bundy cat was a bad guy. I bet you he did all this murdering.
Gramps, a little bit closer to your mic, please.
I don't know how to get closer than
that's much better than you were
perfect.
Sounding a minute ago.
That's perfect.
Unless
pretend
I put the whole
microphone
thing in my
is
mouth.
Tawanda.
What was that?
I said, pretend the microphone is Tawanda.
Hey, now.
I'm not going to start kissing this microphone.
Oh, so good. Now, you, Justin, excuse me, Eric, did something with our friend Justin Schlegel.
I did on Saturday.
Are you allowed to talk about this? I mean, you're going to, but.
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but I think I'm just going to. I wasn't sworn to secrecy about it. So Justin's baby mama, his girlfriend, I believe she's known as Mudge in the radio world. Mudge apparently has been quietly working on a movie script. Okay, she's been working on this movie script for the last something like 4 or 5 months. She went to a community college class that this is what she did in it. It was weird that it was biology, but she just wrote this movie script anyway. But I am thinking that Justin reaches out to me, Tommy Simbazo, and a couple other of his Mudge's and he's friends to read this script and do a table read for it. Okay, so we're all on Zoom. I haven't looked at the script. I open it up 1 or 2 minutes beforehand because they send us out. These are your characters. This is it. We're just going to do the read.
So that's not just something you do with the scripts that I write. That's a natural process for Eric Woodworth.
Yes, yes. Well, granted, I think I'd gotten it earlier that week, and they said we're going to do a table read this weekend. So I had it for – I mean, if I had it for months, no, I wouldn't have looked at it, okay? I'll be honest with myself. I know I'll slate that motherfucker on my first try. That's
oh, yeah.
The best you'll get out
that's
of it.
That's all
me.
That matters.
So, and I'm sitting there, and I open up the script. It's 129 pages long. Okay?
That is long.
And it's a children's movie that she's written, and so it's not like there's no curse words, there's no nothing, right? We're all like puppy dogs and stuff like that. It's very much written for children, and we start going through this read, and We're through hour one. We're only through 30 pages.
Oh boy!
And nothing's stopping. We're still trucking through. Now, in the corner of my eye, I can see Justin on the screen.
Oh no!
And he's just like, "Come on, one of you guys, just tell us to wrap it up like this, like that." Because he can't. You understand? He can't be the bad guy, right?
Of course not.
So, at one point, we're getting close to hour two. It's about an hour and 45 minutes. We're about 60 pages deep, right? And I can see it in Justin's eyes that he wants this to be over. He's had his second scotch. By the way, we've gotten to the point now that we're almost 2 hours into this, and now Tommy and I are like throwing curse words in. We're just saying fucking shit. Like, Tommy called some dog a cunt at one part, like, which is very funny, but obviously we can't do this for the table read.
Classic Simbazo ad lib.
Yeah, we're having a good time. And then Justin says, "Hey, guys, I don't know how you're doing with time." So he gives us an opening, right? To like say, "Hey, yeah, one of us could step up and say we can go." And I looked at it in the screen. I was like, "Oh, Justin, I'm good for another like 20, 25 minutes." So, and I could see a part of his eyes like, "You motherfucker, this was your shot. This was your shot for this to be over." But I knew I could do it. I could string this out for 25 more minutes. So now, we did. We finished it off, and then I had to play bad guy and say I had to go at the 2 hour mark. But now it's not over. We're only 70 pages into this script. I'm signed on for tomorrow night. So tomorrow night I have another 2 hours of table read of this children's production.
Hey, I'm good for her for doing that and writing that. And who cares what happens with it? That's a good it's a good process to go through. Do you have?
Hey, I will say that honestly, I was reading it and I did enjoy it as a guy who has two little fuck trophies at home. I think they would watch this if it was animated the right way. So
and cut by about.
I think it will be good.
90
if we
pages.
Get, you know, if the read goes well enough. Tommy is a by the way a 10 out of 10. He plays some pretty funny characters in it. We all play like 8 characters in it.
Okay.
So it should be pretty interesting.
What can you give us a general plot of this movie?
It is
spoiler alert.
About
spoiler alert.
It's mostly I don't think it's my place, but I will tell you that it has it's mostly follows a dogs and cats that are police officers, and which is probably really good at this climate. And they are basically the very timid guy who's like the good puppy police officer, who's kind of timid, is scared to be himself. But the whole arc of it is about being yourself and accepting who you are. So things for children to accept.
Good job. What does she go by? Mudge?
Yeah, Mudge is crushing it. Mudge is putting it a 10 out of 10 effort.
Now,
and I really do think it is a good thing, and she poured her heart into it. And I know, we're here at making jokes, but I'm excited about tomorrow night. And if there's a way that I can extend it past Justin's bedtime, I promise you I'll do that one more time.
Please do that, and I will bring it up with him on the radio if he'll let me. Now, she took a stab at writing a murder mystery for us as well, didn't she?
Yeah, there was one, I think, about Disney princes that she wanted to write or something along those. I'd love to see that, because I'm already knee-deep in this table read, and I need to explore more of the old Mudge universe. I think this is an untapped resource that DLP hasn't really benefited from, and I think it's sitting right under our noses.
It's
next
right
thing
there.
You know, Gramps is going to snatch this up, start his own goddamn company.
Yeah, Gramps, you've seen all of our murder mysteries. Is there a show that you think we should do that we haven't? A theme?
Nothing has occurred to me. I've just followed.
Get up on that mic, Gramps, please.
I just followed what you guys do, and I've enjoyed it every time.
Well, thank you.
But nothing has occurred to me that you should be doing.
Because I had an idea about you being a character, a deceased character who's reading. We're at the will reading for your estate. You're a wealthy man, and come to find out that you were a man that had many affairs with many women and men. So there was a lot of shady business.
I'm not sure I could go with
it's
that.
Just
one.
It's just your voice and face. So, but no, there's a lot of people that feel like they are owed something from your estate, which that's sort of a backdrop for a murder. But no, I think we need to give Gramps a real live read role, like not a character, like an audience part, an actual role.
I'm game.
Yeah, I'm game with that. Yes, absolutely. Bring Gramps on tour. Can you imagine the women that'll be thrown at us if we're rolling around with Gramps constantly? If I get half of the runoff that this erotic man draws to him, then I am, first of all, my marriage will be in trouble, but yes, it'll be worth it. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Gramps on the road, DLP 2021.
Well, Matey Max says, how about an elderly gentleman who gets murdered for stealing all the women of a small town? It just writes itself.
I don't steal them. They just follow me.
Let's take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the Rob and Joe Show.
Rob's new album is now available for download. Comedy for the Quarantine.
You say an hour. Foreplay. I know, I understand. He doesn't have that much foreplay in him. This guy, he's got like three moves. He fucking does them in reverse and then six, but it's really the same fucking move. You know what he's doing. Left to right, right to left. It's fucking, what's he? Yeah. He's drinking White Claw. He's giving up. I mean, the fucking guy is just giving up on life. He stopped trying. It's like, I mean, he's like, do you have a cucumber, berry, grape, seltzer water with one calorie that if I drink 17, I can still drive legally? Do you have that? I'd like to get a bucket of that, please. Yes. You took a DNA test and you're 100% basic bitch, okay? They are good as shit, though. They're fucking tasty. All right. You can drive a school bus legally. It doesn't fucking matter.
All proceeds go to the Rob Mayer Relief Fund. Please visit robmayer.com for more info. The cheer you need is here, just in time. Comedy for the Quarantine.
You could use the laughs. I could use the money.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Oh, you're killing it, Gramps. How now? It's your brother, right, that wrote the detective novel?
Yes.
Is he writing another one?
He's written two more.
Okay.
And he sent them to me online, and I read both of them, and they were very good.
Look at that.
Resentments Kill.
Ah.
And then, can you give us some more titles, Gramps?
The last one was Julia.
I want the sequel to be Resentments Kill Again, like a Steven Seagal trilogy. Yes. You know.
What was the title, Gramps?
Julia was the last one, and it was a woman who worked at a child protection agency, and basically, whenever she got word of some child molester, she went and killed him.
I like it.
That was really a good story. And then the one about the clergyman that was killing people, I can't think of the name of it.
Reverend Maccabee.
Was that the name of the book?
Yes, I did. Oh, okay. The cover art.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Have you read any of these, Robbie?
No, I have not read them.
Okay. I know Mac got one for Christmas from his brother Scott.
Yeah.
I'm sure he read it to the family every night.
I'm not sure how liking Gramps makes his brother's stories good.
Just something that makes you feel closer to you, Gramps.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
All right.
I mean, Mac started liking Walker Hayes photos on Instagram just to feel closer to you. So it makes sense. So, Robbie, you have any news, any updates?
I am trying desperately to get Michael Chamberlain on the show next week.
Yes.
But it will be dependent upon whether or not Rob is allowed to come over to Joe's house or not.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. Now, it's my understanding that Michael has listened to the Comedy for the Quarantine, my new album, and will be reviewing.
He has not listened to
it.
But he promised to listen to it prior to the show.
Gotcha.
And people, some of you who are following his story on the bonus show will be interested in hearing the next one coming out mid-August, and hopefully we'll be able to get a Michael Chamberlain response on the bonus show.
Can I throw out a show idea?
Please.
Okay? Just throwing this out there. You guys are familiar with the great Spider-Man, okay? I'm a bit of a comic book nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Spider-Man
Let's ask Gramps. Have you heard of Spider-Man, Gramps?
Of course, yes.
Okay, all right.
How many superheroes can you name, Gramps?
Superman, Batman, Aquaman, let's see,
That was Justice
League. Iron Man, Mr. America.
That's good, Gibbs.
That's perfect. It's Captain America.
Good closer. Yeah,
Captain America. I said it wrong. I'm sorry.
No, you said it right the first time.
Dude, Mr. America is my favorite. Yes. Mr. America, Winter Soldier, blew the box office out of the water.
Continue, Eric.
Okay, so if you guys are familiar with Spider-Man, in the comics, he has all of his greatest arch villains, they combine to make the Sinister Six. Now, what if when Joe is gone next time, you do a Sinister Six episode for Joe Robinson? I'm talking, you get Mike Chamberlain, you get Dan Ninen, mm-hmm. you get Mike Finazzo, you get
Tom Arnold,
Tim Moran, former show announcer Tim Moran, all of them in one place to just talk about Joe while he's gone. The Sinister Six episode of the Rob and Joe Show.
I love it.
Except for one of those guys will not do the show.
Well, Ninen.
I mean, you never know until you ask. I mean, maybe we send somebody like with a high diplomacy value in Gramps. I feel like he could be a bridge. You bring in him. Oh, and of course, the leader of all this group is Chris for Steve.
Of course.
Just to be clear, I need to be.
Yeah, 100%.
Joe is a fucking loser.
Benchwarmer in chat says, can't wait for Mr. America in chat next week.
yes.
Robbie, is it maybe you can work on a Captain America Photoshop Mr. America with Gramps' face, obviously.
Yes, of course.
Uh-oh.
It's definitely the name of the episode.
Yes, 100% it is. So I have another update on my Dry Bar Comedy special, that's frustrating update, but... So I got the edit. It looks really good, and I requested one change, and they said they would look into it. And then I asked again. Keep in mind, the original now COVID has pushed everything back, so it's not like this is anyone's fault, but it is frustrating. But originally, tentatively, again, I shot this in November of last year. And March was the tentative release date, and then that moved to May, then that moved to July, then that moved to September. Now we're looking at October. So,
sheesh.
Yeah. Now, this is how dumb I am. I had some jokes on there that have to do with, like, you know, they were holiday themed with gifts and opening gifts and gift related. And so I had convinced myself for a second that maybe because, you know, the set was so good that they would put this out in December because to tie in with those holiday jokes that I had. Little did I know that they will. It'll just be the December of 2020. So I'm just hoping it'll be out this year. That's the goal at this point.
Rob, can you please see who Benchwarmer said has to be in the Sinister Six?
Tom Arnold?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I threw that out as well. I did say Tom Arnold. Yeah, he's a no-brainer.
We'll get him before we get Finazzo.
By the way,
Stash.
Tom Arnold has a cameo, and it is very affordable. So any of the listeners that, you know, maybe you want to reach out to Tom Arnold, maybe drop him some dough to maybe say something about Joe Robinson. I'm just saying it's available and it's out in the world. You guys do whatever you guys want to do, but I just want to put that out into the ether.
You know who Cameo is made for? The level of celebrity that it's made for just to crush it financially?
Gilbert Gottfried?
It's one David Koechner.
Oh, really?
Is yeah, 100%.
He is killing it. I mean... yeah, he is crushing it big time.
So he doesn't even need stand-up money anymore then.
Don't say that. So. Well, no, that's the thing is you can the cameo, I mean, even if he does 10 a day, it's still not a lot of time. You could still do stand-up. He's going through a divorce. Well, he needs money.
I heard Gilbert Gottfried is raking in like $80,000 a month doing cameos.
Yeah. Yeah, that's he's Koechner's not doing quite that well. But yeah, that is god, that's crazy money.
Do you think Chris Restivo is famous enough to get a cameo? Because I would pay for some impressions from Chris Restivo.
Chris is not on cameo.
Like a $15 mark, I'd go and get some tennis balls made for me.
Well, can't we pay some like RuPaul or somebody to send Chris a cameo?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yes. Happy LGBTQ month to one Chris Restivo, my yes. favorite gay. Like
we call him, aka Boy Pussy.
Yes, 100%. Now we're talking. See, this is why I came here, guys, to troll my dear friends.
Oh, good stuff. All right, Eric, any other thoughts for you in your life?
You know, I've been working, and I you guys heard earlier me grabbing some audio from Gramps. During quarantine, I've actually stayed relatively busy, but as you know, I write music for the murder mysteries. If you guys have ever seen me, I can sing a tune half decently, contrary to what fucking Gramps thinks. I have some musical chops, and I have realized that during quarantine, I've written about 13 songs now that are in all different levels of production. So I'm thinking within the next month or two, you're going to see an Eric Woodworth LP drop.
Awesome.
I haven't decided if I'm even going to sell it. I might just make it free for the world to listen, or it'll be something cheap, like $5 to get your hands on it. But I'm pretty proud of it. I've made some pretty hot tracks, and I'm excited. I stay up to the wee hours of the night figuring out how to master sound and stuff like that. So that's kind of what has consumed my life during quarantine.
Eric, another thing that you're spending a lot of time doing, you have more pictures on Instagram than any human being I've ever seen before. And I go down, I see three or four of yours, then one of somebody else, and then five of yours. And so I know you're spending a little time doing that.
Well, you follow like six people, and I'm glad that other than Walker Hayes's two accounts where she shows skin, that I am the one male that you follow. that's a big deal to me, Gramps.
It sounds like you might unfollow them because of the quantity.
I'm gonna go freshen my feed up just for Gramps and just start reposting Walker's posts so I can get some Gramps love.
Eric, will you please, when you have your 12 songs done, debut your single here, please, and then give your single out for free on your social media, but then get people to pay the $5 for the rest of the album. That's my suggestion.
There you go.
There you go.
Maybe maybe that'll be it. I'll debut. Maybe I'll make the Gramp song. I really have a great song about bronies that I'm pretty happy about. If you're not familiar with what bronies are, those are the guys that are male, maybe hetero, maybe homosexual, maybe who knows what they're into, but they are adult males that love the show My Little Pony, and they're known as bronies. Yes. So I have a song about them. That's,
Gramps is a brony.
I think a banger.
Yeah, Miggity Mac says he'd pay for the album. You should definitely have it for sale for like $5 or something, because some people will just want to support your amazing talents at screeching. Do you have a name for the album?
I have some in the works, okay? So I thought, I mean, honestly, most of them are all dick jokes. So I thought about Death by a Thousand Dicks was a name that I was throwing around there.
Right.
Then I was just, you know how like they have you know, sometimes they're just like the Beatles have the White Album, Jay-Z has the Black Album. I was thinking about just calling it the White Dick Album. you know, it's right. Mostly, honestly, my humor is penis based almost 99% of the time. There's very few songs that don't reveal that. So I think I'm gonna stay true to myself and do something along those lines.
Songs in the key of dick.
Yes. it could be that. I don't know. I'm open to it. Sometimes like I've run into some fan artists for the Quality Time podcast, so mm-hmm. I might just say like, hey, come up with some fan art, and maybe that'll inspire the name of the album at that point. You know, I'm not married to anything quite yet. I really just more focused on getting all the tracks nice and perfect and the transitions and stuff like that, and getting primo content and audio from Gramps to really finish this thing off.
Straight dick out of Compton. The White Dick album is a 45, not an LP. That's from Miggity Mac. He also says, I thought Rob had the monopoly on dick jokes. Nope, there's no monopoly on dick jokes. They belong to the world, Mac. Well, it's been a fabulous show. Gramps, you were amazing. Your thoughts on the episode and how you did.
Well, I appreciate you lying to me.
No, really. You this could not have gone better. You're welcome back anytime, especially if Joe, if it drives him crazy that you're constantly over here. We want that to happen. And thank you for coming on. Give your beautiful wife hello for us.
I sure will. We made it through a whole episode with Gramps. I know this is the end of the thing, but Gramps, you have no erotic story to share in person.
That's right true.
Now? I mean, that's kind of, I mean, maybe I'm asking a lot, but I feel like I'm speaking for myself and Mac Bergson when I say, hey, can we have a story from you?
Great idea.
Well, if I had an erotic story, I would probably keep it to myself because it would be kind of a private matter.
Well, you know, the stories, the stories that you send me, those, the Gramps stories.
So, yes, wait a minute. You don't think any of those are erotic stories, the ones that you've already shared?
Well, the erotic on the part of the other person, not on my part. And,
okay, well, that I think that's what we all mean. I mean, we realize you're a desirable man. Is there one story that maybe you just wanted to share in person that we wanted to get some behind the scenes on? Some lady that showed your titty that you tried to sell life insurance to? Like, these are things that the listeners want to hear.
Well, I'll tell you one that Joe wouldn't let me tell when I was on before.
Now we're talking. And
that now, is another titillating entry from the diary of everyone's favorite sexy septuagenarian, Gramps.
This segment brought to you by Making Podcasts Great Again, starring J.L. Covan as President Trump. Follow them on Twitter at TrumpPod and listen via all your favorite podcast platforms.
I had a client who, every time I went to the home, one of her kids would come down and pay me or tell me what that she was at the doctor's office. And at some point when she was there and she let me in, I went upstairs and we were in the kitchen, we were talking. And I asked her what was wrong. The kids had told me how many times that she had been to the doctor's office, and she said she had breast cancer. And I said, I am so sorry to hear that. And I said, did you have surgery or what? She reached down and grabbed her shirt and her bra, pulled them up. Both of the breasts fell out. And she said, you see that scar on the side? And I looked, and there was a little scar about half inch or a little more on the side of one of them. And I said, yes, I can see that. And I politely moved myself toward the door.
The man told an erotic story about breast cancer. You're a legend. And Eric, excellent assist on that for coming up with that idea. That was brilliant. A must have. That's the way to finish the show. Gramps, you're the best. Miggity Mac says, screw having Rob read these. Gramps must do them live. I think that's a great idea. Eric Woodworth, let's hear it for Eric. You were amazing.
Thanks so much for having me on. I you know, big shoes to fill, but I did the best I could. And thanks for tuning in. Hey, and don't forget to tune in to the Quality Time podcast. You can listen to me and Ashley Pontius this week talk about the movie Return of the Living Dead. It is a pulp classic with a lot of great features in it. And let me tell you, the downloads are flying like hotcakes right now. So check awesome. That shit out right now.
Thank you, chat. You were fantastic tonight. That's the Rob and Joe Show. One of the best shows ever. Till next week. Later.
Thank you, sir.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.